Long distance dedication.
Barry Manilow at number 29, falling six notches this week with Ready to Take a Chance Again. Coming up, an American Top 40 long-distance dedication from Robin in Maryland to the man that got away.
The hits from coast to coast.
You needed me.
Anne Murray on AT40 with a song that's been around longer than any other in the countdown this week. This week, falling to 28... You Needed Me.
Long distance dedication.
We have a dedication letter now that comes in to us from Robin in Damascus, Maryland. And she writes, Dear Casey, about a year ago, I started going with Adam. When we started going together, we barely knew each other. But we grew to know each other very well and love each other very much. I took it for granted that he would always be there and treated him awful. We had our rough spots, and he was always the one who fought to save our relationship. For 8 months, he put up with it. But it was the last straw when I broke up with him because of someone else. He couldn't cope with it anymore. I know now that it was the biggest mistake I ever made, and I despise myself for it. Casey, our song was Just Remember I Love You, and it would mean so much to me if you would play it for him. It can't undo what I've done, but it will show him that I'm sorry and that it wasn't because I didn't love him. Adam, if you're listening to this, really listen to the words. Because they're from the heart. Signed, Robin. Robin, here's your long-distance dedication. Firefall and Just Remember I Love You. An American Top 40 long-distance dedication from Robin in Maryland to Adam. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40. And the 27 biggest hits in the nation are coming right up.
Casey is coast to coast.
Jimmy Buffett at number 36 in popularity, second week on the chart, moving up two with Fins. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a teenage boy who thought the whole human race was a loser until he met Lisa.
It's from coast to coast.
J.D. Souther, his first hit song, is at number 35, moving up two, and it's called You're Only Lonely. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Every week, the mail brings in a lot of requests for long-distance dedications, and we read every single one of them to find the two that we read on the air. This one is from a high school student in Leesburg, Virginia. He writes, Dear Casey, I'm just a 16-year-old kid who isn't very inventive and doesn't have very much luck. I'm not that Army sergeant writing to a Boy Scout troop in Texas, or that shy guy from Maryland doing crazy things to draw the attention of a girl in North Carolina. I'm just an average middle-class boy who would like to express his feelings to the whole world. I'm writing for a dedication to a girl I met at the beach over the summer. In the past few years, I'd lost all confidence in people. They were obnoxious, greedy, and self-centered. Well, my confidence is back at a new high now after meeting Lisa. She was one of the nicest persons I've met in a long time. She was exactly the opposite of what I thought of most people of today. There are no words that can explain my feelings toward her. I just wish all people could meet someone like Lisa. I still write her and still hope that someday we might meet again. So, Casey, would you play the song, When Will I See You Again, for Lisa in Bethel, Connecticut? Thanks for your time and attention. Sincerely, Scott. Okay, Scott, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1974, that was the 3 Degrees with When Will I See You Again? A long-distance dedication from Scott in Leesburg, Virginia, to Lisa in Bethel, Connecticut. And the countdown continues.
Casey is coast to coast.
Boz Skaggs at number 26 in the countdown, moving up four notches, second week on the chart with Breakdown Dead Ahead. Coming up on AT40, a long-distance dedication from a girl in Virginia to a boy in Texas who plays 12-string guitar.
The hits from coast to coast.
The Pretenders at number 25, third week on the chart on American Top 40 with Brass in Pocket. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood, and now we're up to our long-distance dedication. This is one of the many letters that come in every week asking us to play hit songs that are somehow related to the writer's personal lives. This letter's from a girl in Manassas, Virginia. And she writes, "Dear Casey, I've been trying to explain in my letters to Mike just how much I love him. The best way to do it is through a song that has special meaning for both of us. We met 4 years ago. You might say it was the beginning of my second life. I had become hooked on amphetamines, and many people were trying to reach me and get me to kick the habit without much success. I'd put my life in great danger, not to mention what I was doing to my mind. If I hadn't met Mike when I did, I think I'd still be hooked today. He gave my life meaning and purpose just through my loving him. Mike and I have been apart now for 3 years. I've grown up, and I know that one day we'll be able to give it another try. I just want him to know that I owe him everything, and I'm waiting for him. He used to sit by my bed with his 12-string guitar and sing me to sleep when I was going through the roughest time of my life. Of all the songs he would sing to me, one stood alone and said it all. I'd like to dedicate Stairway to Heaven to Mike in Corpus Christi, Texas, from Sherilyn in Manassas, Virginia. Okay, Sherilyn, here's your long-distance dedication.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
From 1971, that was Led Zeppelin with their classic album cut, Stairway to Heaven, a long-distance dedication from Sherilyn in Virginia to Mike in Texas. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
It's from coast to coast.
When I'm alone with you.
Sticks on American Top 40 at number 7, first week in the top 10 with the best of times. Coming up on AT40, a long-distance dedication from a woman in Maryland who was afraid her boyfriend would go off to college and find somebody else.
It's from coast to coast.
REO Speedwagon at number 6, second week in the top 10 and moving up to Keep On Loving You. This is Casey on AT40 in Hollywood. And you know, the songs that we're counting down today are the songs that some of you will be requesting in the months to come as long-distance dedications. Like this request for a song that was number 1 just last November. It's from a woman in Reva, Maryland. And she writes, "Dear Casey, it seems so long ago now, but I can remember when I thought I wouldn't go to my high school prom. Didn't think I'd graduate from high school. Didn't think much of life at all. But then there came Mark. We went to our high school prom together. I graduated, and every day of our first summer was spent learning about one another. He taught me how to have some confidence in myself, how to share my feelings, how to trust him and depend on him. But more important, he taught me how to love. The summer went quickly, and he went to college. I thought for sure he'd find someone else, but I couldn't have been more wrong because I found that he loved me, too. He writes every day, calls once a week, and comes home every weekend. I couldn't ask for more. But yet, he gives me more. He's asked me to be his wife. I can't think of anything I'd rather be. We won't be able to marry for a while, but I'd wait forever. And I want him to know that. Could you please dedicate Woman in Love to Mark? It would mean a great deal to me and to Mark. Thank you, Denise." Okay, Denise, here's your long-distance dedication. From November of 1980, that's Woman in Love by Barbara Streisand. A long-distance dedication from Denise in Reva, Maryland, to Mark in college. If there's a dedication you'd like to make, just send it to Long Distance Dedication, Post Office Box 2000, Hollywood, California. That's Box 2000, Hollywood. Our zip code is 90028. And the countdown continues on American Top 40.
Coast to coast.
Grover Washington Jr. with Bill Withers on the vocal, and this week it falls from 11 to 35. Just the two of us. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a girl in Maryland to the sister who always found time for her.
The hits from coast to coast.
Stanley Clark and George Duke. Their first pop chart record is called Sweet Baby, and it moves from 38 to 34 in our countdown on American Top 40. The long-distance dedication requests that we receive every week remind us of what a powerful medium a song can be when it comes to getting a message across, especially a message of love. Like this letter from a girl in Rockville, Maryland. Listen to what she writes. Dear Casey, I'm 12 years old, the youngest of five children. I have two brothers and two sisters, the oldest of whom is my sister Lori, who's 22. Lori's married to a wonderful guy and is expecting a baby. I love Lori very much. She's always helped me. She cared when I needed loving, and she listened when I needed to talk. She's a great lady, Casey. I'm very proud of her, and I look up to her. She's always invited me into her room when my other brothers and sisters wanted me out of theirs. We had some funny, beautiful times together. Lori always talks to me like an adult, and even when I was little, she stuck up for me. Sometimes it's hard being the youngest, and you get confused a lot. That's why I thank God for Lori. So Lori, here's a song I dedicate to you for the beautiful times and memories. Casey, could you play If for my very special friend, my sister Lori? I love her more than she'll ever know. Signed, Michelle. Okay, Michelle, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1971, that's Bread with If, a long-distance dedication from Michelle in Maryland to her sister Lori. Next up, the highest debuting song in this week's countdown on American Top 40.
Casey Hills, coast to coast.
Don't stop.
Survey song number 9, second week in the top 10, moving up a notch, Journey and Don't Stop Believin'. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a young woman who discovered that a Beatles song had the answer to a very difficult family problem.
The hits from coast to coast.
Flash at number 8, second week in the top 10, they move up a notch with their first chart single titled Harden My Heart. This is Casey Kasem on AT40 in Hollywood, and now we're up to our long-distance dedication. This one is from a girl who learned that a little time and a lot of understanding can solve a touchy problem. She's a student at Trinity College in Washington, D.C., and she writes, Dear Casey, when I was a freshman in college, my mother and father got a divorce. My mother started to date other men, but they really didn't care how I felt about it. This went on until February 5th, the birthday of my cousin. My mother met her future husband at my cousin's birthday party. I really didn't know Stanley that well, but my sister told me about him in a letter. At first, I was jealous of my mother because of her dating and was angry in a way because I thought that her place should be with her family. When I met Stanley during my spring break, I wasn't sure of my feelings towards him. But Stanley was different from all the other men that my mother had dated. Stanley tried to get to know each one of my brothers and sisters as we really were, mainly people who loved our mother very much and who didn't want to see her get hurt if things didn't work out. Stanley understood our feelings and soon became interested in all our activities. It took some time, but soon the ice barrier that was between us melted. My mother and Stanley are married now, and are truly happy. It's been a long time since I've told my mother and Stanley how much I love them and how grateful I am for their understanding and support. Casey, could you please play All You Need Is Love for Stanley and Joan of Syosset, New York? The words express the way I now feel when I come home for vacation. Thank you, Susan. Okay, Susan, here's your long-distance dedication. From 1967, that's the Beatles' number one smash, All You Need Is Love. A long-distance dedication from Susan in Washington, D.C. to her mother and stepfather, Joan and Stanley, in New York. I'm Casey Kasem. We've got 7 big hits to go to the number one song in the land.
Casey's Coast to Coast.